We heard from the Walkabout Boys a little earlier on, and well, they're from Yearly originally. That's just around the corner down the road from Halls Creek, where Michael Ray is working at Jingada Jura as the regional financial officer there. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Hi there, Sandy. You always sound very bright and cheerful on a Monday morning.
Oh, it's extra special today. Hey, you'd be experiencing what I'm having with beautiful cloud cover and weather conditions.
Yeah, it's so cool. We had a lot of rain on Saturday, and yesterday, Sunday, it was overcast all day. Yeah, it still is like that today. I think there's probably a bit more rain, but it's taking a while to get across.
So you've had to pull your snorkel out.
Yeah. I took the dog for a walk yesterday and got my feet wet. And yeah, you can't get around the puddles. Basically, you've got to go through them.
That's what I loved about Halls Creek, and I really do miss that seclusion, the quietness that comes around when you're kind of hemmed in with all of that water around you.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we love is that, from where we live, within a matter of minutes, you're in the bush. And, I mean, it's not that you can't see any signs of people, but, basically you've got it all to yourself. It is lovely, you're right.
Yeah. It's like being on the set of a cowboy movie at times.
Yeah.
And this time of the year, there's gold hunting and there's lots of fishing happening.
Yeah, I'm not much of a fisherman, but, when we come back on a Monday morning, actually, a lot of the local people, when we sort of chat about how was your weekend, it's all these amazing stories. Oh, we were fishing and we caught 12 brim and all this sort of stuff. So you're talking to the wrong person. I mean, I hear these stories, but it's not me doing the fishing. But definitely people that know the spots, they're getting out there on weekends and whenever they can. And, they seem to be catching good hauls.
Well, I think I'm talking to the right person because you certainly know the stories. You certainly know the clients that you're dealing with. You're doing a fabulous job there, Michael Ray. How's it been lately?
From a work point of view, it's been good. It's always had some flows. And as you probably know, sometimes a bit hard to predict because, there's so many things, other things going on. So you sort of think you're going to have a quiet day and it can be the opposite. And then other times you come in expecting there to be lots of people and you find that, just a couple of dogs or something. So it sort of fluctuates, but yeah, it's been good. And we're sort of basically busy every day. We still, obviously, just like we've been talking about, we're not able to get out to all the communities as yet, particularly the ones out on the dirt roads, Bitterloona, Balgo, those places, we can't reach them. We started a few trips up and down the highway and we've had groups and activities going on here in the Halls Creek area. So it's been pretty busy as well as our regular work. But, when the winter months come and it dries up, I guess we'll be able to get further afield as well.
I couldn't believe when I was looking through one of those road condition reports of how the Duncan Road was closed around Old Town because there was a big sandbank there. I could just imagine people.
We went out about a month ago out that way. I can believe it. If the water's across the road, particularly if it's fast flowing, I guess it brings down anything in its path. And, that could be gravel and sand and boulders and all sorts of things. So, we had a couple of bits of water to get through when we were going out there. But, it could be if it was a heavier downpour, we would have had to have turned around. And I can believe that, there would be sometimes sandbanks across the road.
I just stopped one spot there and pulled the pan out.
Any luck?
Oh, I wish. Little bits and pieces over the years. Any luck there with the clients that you did manage to catch up with on the highway?
Actually, people are moving. It seems to me, I mean, I'm not saying I know everything going on, but people seem to be moving around, and some communities are quite quiet at the moment. That's how it seems. I think some places people are coming into towns like maybe Fitzroy Crossing and Halls Creek and Cannanarra and so on, and are just sitting things out. So sometimes when we go out to communities, we find that there's not the full kind of number of people. They've sort of gone some, you know, maybe some quite a number of families have gone somewhere else and are sort of waiting or something like that. So, it's still kind of quiet. And I think it's partly because of the weather. And that's why I said a moment ago, you know, when the winter months come and it dries out, and we get out more regularly, we'll probably find that, you know, we're getting more work out on the outlying communities more than we are at the moment.
Because the last time we spoke, Michael, one of the plans was dropping the days that you hand out vouchers, the amount of times a week. How's that going?
Yeah, that's still in place. And look, from our point of view, Jung Nani Judy's point of view, it seems to be working well. I guess there'll always be people that might feel, you know, if they can only get vouchers some days of the week, not others, that's a bit unfair. But I think you and I talked about this. We don't want people just to see us as a source of emergency relief. You know, we want to try and educate, and particularly the financial capability workers rather than me in my role, but we want to try and educate people to help them manage their money as well as possible and try and budget so that they don't need to run out and don't need emergency relief vouchers. So from our point of view, you know, having some days a week when we do have to acknowledge that people are struggling, that's fair enough, but not every day of the week. You know, we're hoping the other days of the week, we're trying to help people manage, as I say, and get through particularly the fortnightly cycle around Centrelink, you know, living within their means and having enough for kids and the family and other things, and, you know, being more skilled at sort of managing within the money they've got.
Michael, have you made has the Commonwealth Bank contacted you guys for sessions there, especially since now Bankwest has announced they're going to be closing a lot of their buildings in major towns?
Yeah, we've had contact with the Commonwealth Bank earlier this year. I think it was in January. That was before the announcements were made about the other Bankwest branches closing. And I think the first visit planned here in Halls Creek is in April, and then there'll be a couple more visits later in the year. And what the Commonwealth Bank was saying to me was that some, you know, more senior people will be coming through. And it's sort of, it's the first time, and it's a good thing, I think, because some of these more senior managers from Perth and maybe from the eastern states feel it's important for them to actually see what things are like on the ground. And I think that is good. Not just for the Commonwealth Bank, but for other agencies. And I think a lot of them are doing that. It's starting to happen where they realise that they can't assume that they know what the reality is like, you know, sitting in an office in the centre of Sydney or Melbourne or something, that they've got to come out here. So, yes, we are expecting the Commonwealth Bank to make a visit in the next month or so. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what dates, if any, I've been given, but certainly April was the first month they said that they hoped to be able to come.
That's good, because you touched base that one when we first had a chat earlier in the year. And I just wanted to remind folks out there since then, because this announcement came out about, Commonwealth Bank is going to exist out there. Bank West is just going to become the Commonwealth. You can find it in any Commonwealth building. So just suppose the point of having these discussions is to be able to feel that ownership of how we manage our money, isn't it?
Yeah. And of course, you know, and Halls Creek's not the only place, but we have no banks. The nearest Commonwealth Bank is in Kununurra, and that's a 3.5-hour drive. So, you know, in some ways, any discussion about branches closing and so on, you know, we have no banks. You know, there's no bank anywhere near us. And that's the reality every day of the week for people here. And so the only way they can access banking services is either over the telephone or, you know, over, you know, digitally. And particularly for a lot of the older people, that makes it hard because they find it hard communicating on the phone with some person, you know, in Perth or Sydney. And equally as much, they find it hard using a mobile phone and getting onto websites and managing apps and passwords and all that sort of stuff. So, it brings with it all sorts of difficulties. I mean, the fact is that's the way of life here. People actually do incredibly well under the circumstances, but that is part of the reality of what life is like here. And it makes it very hard, particularly for the more traditional outlying people who, aren't always up to speed with all this digital world that we're living in.
Well, the reality is managing change. It's not all about shoving people through the door, is it?
No, you're right. And I'm often really impressed at how skilled people are, even though, you know, I sometimes wonder how on earth they picked up this knowledge. But I guess they just do it through trial and error. But people often are far better than me at, you know, finding websites and getting onto apps and downloading things and opening things up. And I'm the one struggling sometimes. But, you know, they figured things out. Sometimes, of course, you know, they might make a mistake or they might not fully understand what the ramifications of things are. But, you know, basically people do incredibly well. But the reality is that they're dealing with things that, you know, are completely new to them in the same way as they were to the non-Aboriginal world 20 or so years ago. But they've got to do it so much faster. They've got to really kind of catch up and try and keep up with all this pace of change.
Yeah, exactly. Even I'm just trying to keep up with all of the changes. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have other things like, you know, we can have power outages, phones get damaged here, things get loaned, people, other family members sort of borrow things and don't return things. You know, there's all sorts of other difficulties in the kind of culture or the lifestyle that also impact the ability to people to manage and keep on top of their own personal affairs. In a way, you know, the reality of life here is quite different. And that also makes sometimes a bit harder for someone, you know, keeping track of things in a way that the banks might expect them to do.
Yeah, well, this world problems, so different. What's coming up for you guys in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I suppose, I don't know if other people have been talking with you about this, Sandy, but have you been hearing much about the stolen wages case?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you would have, and you know, definitely was not expecting you to say no. But we're anticipating a visit also next month, April, by a firm of lawyers. They're the ones, I probably shouldn't say their name, but they're the ones managing the case on behalf of people against the West Australian government. And as you probably know, everyone's needing to get registered before the 30th of June. So quite a lot of my work at the moment, particularly with the older folk, is associated with getting people's registrations in, and that gets them to think about, you know, well, they need to think about their parents or, you know, other family members, sometimes, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, and periods of time that are almost in history now. But, you know, that was the era when people worked but only got tucker, you know, didn't get paid proper wages, and that's what this is addressing. So it's been an interesting kind of part of the job nowadays that, or at the moment, that has got busier because this whole class action is starting to sort of build to a peak, and probably in the second half of this year, you know, a final determination will be made, and I assume at some point payments will be sent out to people. So for a lot of our people here, you know, a lot of families, they're affected by this. So that's certainly a busy sort of part of my work, and we are expecting some of these lawyers. I know they're doing the Pilbara this month, March, and they're talking about visiting, I believe, both the West and the East Kimberley next month, April, and we're assuming and hoping that Halls Creek will be one of the towns that they come to, but we haven't received the details as yet.
Oh, they'll get there. It's one.
Well, they better.
If
they're listening.
Ah, I've never met so many people from a proud Aboriginal pastoral families that have come from that part of the world. It's just amazing. What I've just learnt about how just the pastoral industry started in the Kimberley, even though I am a grandchild of Geoffrey Rose. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, I'm a complete outsider. I mean, I find the history fascinating. And, you know, I was out of Balgo 30-odd years ago and, you know, read up a lot when I was living out there on things. And, yeah, there was a lot obviously going on at Nuncumbar and so on around that time. You know, so, and then, of course, earlier on, you know, Wave Hill just on the other side of the territory border. So, yeah, there's incredible kind of pieces of history and stories and yeah, just the humanity of life, both before the white fella came and then contact and, you know, consequences of contact and all that sort of stuff. So I've sort of enjoyed learning, but I'm afraid, yeah, I'm an outsider, but yeah, when I meet people who've been directly impacted, I take my hat off to them, and you know, it just means that their stories are so fascinating.
It is. Like I said, even Kimberley girl, I'm learning there, Ray. Oh, excellent. So we'll just keep tabs on what's happening there then.
Yeah, well, you're very good at that, Sandy. You always sort of pick me up on something I said a month or so ago, and I've forgotten it. And I'm always impressed with the way you remember. So I'm sure you will pick up on things.
I always remember my conversations. I love talking to people, and every conversation I have with an individual is special. Seriously.
Yeah,
Michael
Ray. That's great. Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us again today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. No worries at all.
Bye for now.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Michael Ray, he is the senior regional financial officer with Ngati Guna in Halls Creek, going over what's before them with a lot of work to be done over the coming months. Got to let the country dry out first a little bit before they do head remote, but they've been on the highway, guys, doing a fair bit of work there. You know where to find Michael and his dedicated staff.